This is Casey Dolan with your local news and commentary for Wednesday, April 5th, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. Posada Safe Haven, a Washington sanctuary and animal rights organization, is taking the initiative to offer plant-based menu options to schools across the state. In 2022, the Posada's legislative team succeeded in securing funding in the state budget for plant-based meals in schools. In a series of events with Chef Amy Webster from Rainy Day Vegan, Posada's will introduce those vegan options to the cafeterias of 15 schools. $150,000 of the general fund state appropriation for fiscal year 2023 has been provided solely for the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction to administer grants to school districts for a plant-based school meals pilot program. The public will have an opportunity to hear about this program and ask questions to members of the Posada's team and Representative April Berg, who was the sponsor of this legislation, on April 17th at Port Townsend High School, where they will teach students about the new menu options. Commissioner of Public Lands Hillary Franz announced yesterday the launch of the Western Washington expansion of Wildfire Ready Neighbors, a collaborative effort between the Washington State Department of Natural Resources, community members, home preparedness experts, regional fire and conservation districts, and other partners to better prepare those most at risk during wildfire season. The program connects residents with experts and tools to help them take proactive action, from small steps to large, to better protect their homes and surrounding property from wildfire. Commissioner Franz was joined yesterday by local and state leadership at the Pacific Northwest Wildfire Conference and Exhibition in SeaTac to mark the arrival of wildfire-ready neighbors in Western Washington. Last summer, DNR responded to 377 wildfires across Western Washington that burned more than 17,000 acres. The new program launched in Western Washington this spring will help to prepare residents before the onset of wildfire season. A Port Hadlock man was arraigned in Jefferson County Superior Court on March 17th for felony harassment threats to kill. Paul Anthony Zaratovich, 55, allegedly told a taxi driver he would, quote, bust his teeth, unquote, and, quote, slit his throat, unquote. The PT leader reported that Port Townsend police were called to the QFC grocery store on Sheridan Street after a cab driver who arrived there to pick up a fare was confronted by Zaratovich. Zaratovich waved a wrench around when making threats, the driver told police. The man said he, quote, thought he was about to be attacked and seriously injured, unquote, according to a probable cause statement. When contacted by an officer, Zaratovich denied threatening the cab driver. A wrench was found nearby. Zaratovich also denied knowing where it came from. Zaratovich was jailed and booked for felony harassment. He entered a plea of not guilty to the charge. Bail was set at $10,000, and his total bail amount was $12,500. His trial was set for May 15th. Washington State Patrol District 8 is participating in agency's statewide Move Over, Slow Down campaign this Friday, April 7th. The district's emphasis patrols will be held throughout Kitsap County with a focus on State Route 16 and State Route 3. A press release from Washington State Patrol states that those patrols will occur throughout daylight hours, with troopers participating in the effort to educate the public on the importance of the Move Over, Slow Down law. Per state law, motorists approaching an emergency zone or a work zone are required to move over one lane, if it is safe to do so, or slow down at least 10 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. An emergency or work zone includes the 200 feet of roadway before and after the incident or work area. This law applies to all vehicles with audible or visual signals, which include tow trucks, construction vehicles, and Department of Transportation vehicles. Health officials have announced that Discovery Bay is closed for recreational harvesting of all shellfish species. Recent clam samples from Discovery Bay were found to be positive for the biotoxin that causes paralytic shellfish poisoning. Jefferson County Public Health has added warning signs at public access points in Discovery Bay. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.